We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really interesting to go to the other side of the planet. Karen Travers, our ABC News correspondent, who normally joins us live from the White House every morning, is in Singapore with the president. And Karen, I'm fascinated to talk to you now that the press conferences are over. What has it been like in Singapore in the last several hours?
Very busy, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of photo ops. The president held a more than hour press conference taking questions about this summit with Kim Jong-un. And the president is declaring this, no surprise, a success. He says North Korea has committed to giving up their nuclear weapons. Now the question is how they do that. How does the U.S. verify that? What is the time frame? There's not a lot of details. So they're going to have to keep going at the negotiating table to work out the nuts and bolts of what happened next. And of course, there's still a lot of skepticism about whether Kim Jong-un will actually live up to this commitment.
Yeah, everybody who's waking up this morning is seeing the pictures of the two men at the table signing a document. What's actually in that document? And did we know that that was going to happen ahead of time?
Well, yeah, we talked about this, I believe, yesterday, that U.S. and North Korean officials had been working towards some type of joint statement that they could sign at the end of this. We just didn't know what it was going to be. And the president had walked past reporters and said, we're going to go sign something soon, but wouldn't say what it was. And so we were waiting to hear the details. What this document is the United States committing to giving security guarantees to North Korea, Kim Jong-un giving his commitment to completely denuclearize, but also the establishment of new relations between the U.S. and North Korea and working toward peace on the peninsula.
Do you know, in your conversations with White House officials, was there some sort of contingency plan in case the president walked in and, you know, in his words, he didn't like the feeling in the room today?
They weren't going to talk about it. I mean, the president had indicated he would know within 1 minute and said he wasn't going to waste anybody's time, but there was no indication from talking to any White House officials that they really believed that that was going to happen. The president wanted to have this summit and made that very clear. They put out a schedule last night that had about 5 hours of meetings in place.
Now, one specific that has come out, I guess, in the last several hours, that the president says he'll end war games with South Korea, starting immediately?
Yeah, this was a big headline out of the press conference that the president had after the summit wrapped up. He said he's going to stop the joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea, and he called them very provocative and inappropriate. The North Koreans have very consistently objected to these exercises. They, of course, see them as a rehearsal for any military action with the U.S. and South Korea. The president trying to frame it as a cost-saving issue. He says the U.S. will save a lot of money because we pay the hefty portion of the bill. South Korea doesn't chip in.
Mm-hmm. I guess the president also said that the sanctions stay in place in the short term.
Yeah.
Any talk of aid specifically for the North Korean people or movement on those types of issues?
Not yet. I think they're waiting to see this verifiable portion of this commitment by Kim Jong-un. The president did say he talked about human rights with the North Korean leader, but they want to talk more about that issue in the future. He was pressed on how he could say that Kim Jong-un was very talented, given that he's been accused of ordering the killings of his family members, starving his citizens, and the president didn't back down. He said he's talented. He takes over a situation after his father passes away, and he says he runs it tough.
And what happens next? More meetings some other time in the near future? Or has that been
said? Yeah, that's to be determined. The president said that he wants to meet with Kim Jong-un, maybe even invite him to the White House.
Really interesting. Karen Travers, eyewitness to history, our ABC News correspondent in Singapore. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.